Ways and Means Committee will start immediately in the Senate chamber. Ways and Means Committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
The Ways and Means Committee will come to order here. I will have the clerk take a silent roll. Please excuse all those not present. And the Republicans will be caucusing in room 22 briefly. Republican Ways and Means Committee members.
The Republicans on the Ways and Means Committee only are caucusing in room 22. The Ways and Means Republicans only are caucusing in room 22.
The Ways and Means Committee will now come back to order. The first order for business is that the minutes from the last meeting have been distributed. If there are no corrections to be made to the minutes, they shall stand as approved. The first bill we will be bringing up today is Senate Study Bill 1027 with Senator Smith. Senator Smith, you are in order to give a subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Subcommittee report for SSB 1027 recommends passage. Myself, Senator Dawson, and Senator Yoakum signing.
You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill will phase out and eventually eliminate the inclusion of promotional play credits from the calculation of wagering tax. The change will take place from FY22 and into FY25 and beyond. The tax rate on promotional play revenue will be fully phased out. This concludes my opening remarks.
Are there any senators wishing to speak to the bill? Senator Yoakum, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Smith. I am going to support this bill. It's been on the table for quite a few years now, but I might also mention that our timing is not the greatest. We are still trying to figure out the true impact of this pandemic on Iowa's economy and our budget. Having said that, I also know that in my own community, the Q Casino is owned by the city of Dubuque, and the other casino, of course, is owned by Boyd. And I know that this pandemic has hit that industry and the hospitality industry very, very hard over the 2020 year. And they're all still trying to recover. And I'm hoping that at some point, we are going to spend a lot more of our time and effort trying to figure out how to help small businesses and families across the state who have been hit the hardest by this pandemic. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Peterson, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would Senator Smith yield to a question?
Senator Smith, would you yield?
Yes, I'll yield.
Thanks, Senator Smith. So Senator Yoakum had brought up the amount of funds that this bill would cost into our budget. Can you tell me overall, has the Ways and Means Committee made any decisions on like the level of dollar amount of tax cuts that you believe are going to be within our state's ability to cover this session?
It was a little hard to understand you. I want to make sure I clarify your question. So you asked if there's going to be additional tax cuts?
Well, do we have an overall picture of just how many tax cuts that the Ways and Means Committee dollar amount that you're looking at, if you're putting the entire puzzle together for Iowans that are sitting at home wondering, am I going to be able to get a tax cut if they pass this bill, if they pass that bill? What's the overall amount that Ways and Means is looking at this session in terms of tax cuts that you believe the state can afford?
Okay, thank you for the question. So I'm focused on this bill. I do know that it is approximately $25 million over 3 years. I am a member on the Ways and Means Committee. I know Senator Dawson is the chair of the Ways and Means Committee. He probably would know more what kind of bills are coming through the committee. So that would probably be a better question for Senator Dawson.
Okay, thank you, Senator Smith. Senator Dawson, would you yield to a question?
Actually, the chair does not yield. I would be happy to have a conversation with you after this.
We're
in committee right now, and I'm actually chairing the committee, so the chair does not yield to that question.
Is that a new Senate rule?
That's been customary. I'd be happy to have a question with you afterwards. It's not a state secret, but just for the procedure here, the chair does not yield when he's managing the committee.
But we're actually in committee. The chair doesn't yield when we're on the floor for floor debate. But this is we're just in the chamber for a regular committee meeting. So if you're going to run the Ways and Means Committee without ever yielding to your committee members, that would be new protocol.
Senator Peterson, when I manage a bill, I always yield on those bills. I am not managing this bill here. I will make the exception for this one time. Since you've been around this chamber for quite some time, I believe the charge of the Ways and Means Committee is to put forward tax proposals that will make this state better and more competitive. As you know, when we come down to the end of the session, we're looking at the final REC. That's when we look at what our budget numbers are, and that's when we figure out what we can put together and what's possible in the end. This committee is going to be the committee that generates ideas, and we are going to be bold and forward-thinking. We are not going to wait around until after the second REC reading to figure out what we can do for Iowans.
Okay, so you don't have a specific number in mind, but you're saying that the Ways and Means Committee is going to pass tax cuts, and then when we get toward the end of the session, as they're putting the package together, the bills that have passed out of committee, those will be the tax cuts that they may or may not choose to move forward. Is that correct?
Senator Peterson, I gave you the response there. Any additional questions? I'd be more than happy to have a conversation after the committee meeting is over with.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a sense for Iowans that are home that have the honor of getting to watch committee meetings, if they might want to know how much money the Ways and Means Committee is working with this year in terms of tax cuts, because this is, as Senator Smith said, it's going to be $25 million over the course of 3 years. I know there's a lot of Iowans who pay money out of their pocket every day for diapers and period products, a lot of other things that they may want their tax cuts going to. So I was just trying to get a better perspective for Iowans sitting at home watching to see what we're doing in terms of tax policy. Thank you.
Senator Taylor, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just say this is my first time on Ways and Means Committee. It's my first chance to vote maybe on something like this. And I am concerned about the $25 million over a course of 3 years. And of course, that could grow to the hit to the RIF budget. I'm just now beginning, this being the first bill through this committee, that I'm just now beginning to review the deferred maintenance that we have at our regents and deferred maintenance we have in state facilities. And a lot of that is paid for, you know, through our appropriations to the RIF. So a $25 million hit off the top, and agreeing with Senator Peterson, we don't, at this very first stage, we really don't have a sense of how many more, tax cuts will come through, so we can put that in perspective. So that's a concern. And, you know, I do know that gambling is such a hard to define entity as far as, you know, it doesn't break on Democrat-Republican lines or House-Senate or rural-urban or young-old or anything like that. So it's very hard to cobble together all the votes you need on a gambling bill. So I just express concern. It's a little too early. I know I've heard it's been around for a while, but in terms of how is this going to hit the other parts of our budget relative to deferred maintenance? And so I have that concern. And at this point, I don't think I could support it. But I would also say on another point, my good friend Senator Smith, when I was on the Senate State Government Committee as chair, he would yield. I don't think he enjoyed it ever, but he did, and I appreciate that. You know, so I think this, if that's a one-time, one-off deal, we shouldn't, just because we're meeting in this room, doesn't seem like we should continue with that. But that's just my perspective. Thank you.
Seeing as no other senators wishing to speak, Senator Smith, you were in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I guess it's germane to the debate. It's come up twice. So we can talk about, in State Government Committee, if I'm running the committee, I do not yield to a question. Just like in this chamber, we do not ask the president to yield. We have a script in front of us. We have to look out. We have to be cognizant of who wants to be recognized. It is our job to run the committee. It's not our job to ask questions, answer questions. Now, if we want to have a time at the end of the committee, then we can answer questions. When we're running bills, we turn the committee chair over to someone else, and then we can yield. So that is how I operate. State Government Committee is similar to Senator Dawson on that. I want to make sure that we have that straight. So let's talk about this bill. First of all, what comes straight off the top is the iJobs payment that was $55 million for over 25 years. So when we talk about what comes straight off the top, let's talk about that. Okay. Now, it has been refinanced, so it's about $44 million to $40 million, depending on the year. And to put that in perspective, my daughter wasn't even born, and she will have been married, graduated from college, has a child that's walking before those bonds are paid off. So when we talk about coming off the top or decimating RIF or all that, let's talk about who voted for that in 2008 and 2009. Now let's talk about the casino industry, because there's 8,500 employees in the casino industry. And if they lose their job, they can't go and pay for diapers or anything they want. They don't have a job to do that. So this will help the casino industry. And nothing here today becomes law. This is the Ways and Means Committee. So yes, there's a ramification to the budget. The chair will deal with that. He'll work with the appropriations chair on that. We're passing this bill out of committee today. Nothing becomes law. We're going to take a look at the whole picture, and then we can decide on what will happen. That's how it's worked for decades in this place. So this is nothing new that we're doing today. So this is a vote to move the bill out of committee to help 8,500 Iowans that work in the casino industry. If we don't have the casino industry, we don't have money going to the RIF, and then the RIF budget would be in very serious trouble. With that, that concludes my final remarks, and I move the bill.
Senator Smith moves Senate Study Bill 1027. How do you wish to vote? Record? Okay. Record has been requested. The clerk will take the vote.
Senator Dawson.
Yay. Senator Dawson is yay.
Senator Goodwin.
Senator Goodwin, yay.
Senator Yocum, yes.
Senator Carlin.
Senator Carlin, yes.
Senator Driscoll, yes.
Senator Driscoll, yes.
Senator Green,
yes.
Senator Peterson,
yes. Senator
Peterson's,
no.
Senator
Dotsler. Senator Dotsler, yes.
Senator Schultz,
yes.
Senator Sinclair, aye.
Senator Sinclair is aye.
Senator Smith,
aye. Senator Smith, yes.
Senator Sweeney,
aye. Senator Sweeney, yes.
Senator
T. Taylor. Senator Taylor's,
no.
Senator Whiting, yes. Senator Whiting, yes. Bolcom?
Oh, Senator Bolcom.
No. Senator Bolcom, no. Okay. Senate Study Bill 1027 passes onto the calendar under Rule 40, and we'll move to the regular calendar. We will now be taking up Senate File 1. Just a minute here. Okay. We'll now be taking up Senate File 159. The chair will entertain a motion to convene a subcommittee of the whole on Senate File 159.
So moved.
Been so moved by Senator Green. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes appear to have it. The Senate Ways will now be, we're now holding a subcommittee. I recognize Senator Sinclair for opening comments on Senate File 159.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 159 is a bill that was passed out of the Senate Education Committee yesterday, and today we're here to address a couple of pieces of that bill that do need to be approved by the Ways and Means Committee. So I would bring before you Division 5 of the bill. Division 5 is the tuition and textbook tax credits and the educator deduction that are parts of that bill. This bill would make changes to those provisions. It would change the tuition and textbook tax credit program by allowing the credit to be used by homeschool families, increasing the tax credit to 50% of the first $2,000 for tuition and textbook of each dependent, and making the tax credit refundable. The educator deduction that provides the taxpayer that's an eligible educator, qualified K-12 educator, counselor, principal, or aide, is allowed to deduct certain expenses of elementary and secondary school teachers in computing net income. We would change that to from 250, which is current federal law, and we would increase it to 500. That concludes my opening comments on Senate File 159.
Okay, this is Subcommittee of the Whole, so there will be an opportunity for anyone in the lobby to speak to this. Are there any senators wishing to speak on this bill at this point in time in Subcommittee of the Whole? Senator Yoakum, you are in order.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, would Senator Sinclair yield, please?
Well, Senator Sinclair yield. Yes.
Thank you, Senator Sinclair. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Sinclair, I know that we're on Division 5. And I do have some questions that pertain to taxes and this bill. So here we go. How will this program impact districts with declining enrollment on the budget guarantee? Those districts already lose out on state money that they need to cover with local property taxes. Is this going to increase property taxes in even more of those districts? Because someone wants to use these state dollars to send their child to a private school?
This bill doesn't address the budget guarantee at all. It may or may not impact budget certified enrollments. The bill doesn't address it at all.
So you don't think this has got any impact on property taxes?
This bill doesn't address property taxes
at all.
Well,
but the bill is addressing a lot of other issues, Senator. Okay.
Certainly, and I could go into property taxes. If a district deals with a declining enrollment and it's due to a student selecting from Division I, and Division I isn't being discussed here, it doesn't have a ways and means impact, but I'm happy to talk about that. If a student is granted a student first scholarship based on Division I and receives that scholarship and transfers to a private school, the net impact on property taxes would be a reduction because that student would no longer be enrolled in that school.
So you believe it's a deduction of property taxes. Okay, thank you. That's at least an answer. Thank you. The bill also increases the value of the tuition and textbook credit, as you mentioned.
Yes, ma'am.
Currently, it's 25% of the first $1,000. This increases it to 50% of the first $2,000. And that's something that I actually can support. And I also can support increasing the deduction for teacher expenses to $500. I support those things. And quite frankly, if those were the only things in this bill that we were doing to help private school families, I'd be voting for this bill today. But that's not what we're doing. So what I'd like to know is how the credit works with the private school vouchers program. Are the expenses that the taxpayer receives a credit for eligible to be used to claim money through the voucher program? And if so, it seems like it might be creating an issue where a taxpayer can double dip and get a tax credit for expenses that are already being paid for by state funding, not their own dollars. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, so the tax credit is dollars that come out of your own pocket. The scholarship does not apply to their income, therefore is not a part of their own dollars, and therefore cannot be claimed on a tax as part of a credit. Did that answer your question?
Well, it's my understanding of the bill that it's actually that funding will come from the state into a scholarship program.
Right.
If you want to call it a scholarship program.
That is managed by the Department of Education.
So can they use any of that money to declare any kind of expenses and double dip? I mean, that's the question.
No, and the answer is no. Those are not dollars that are spent by the parent. They're spent through the Department of Education as part of a scholarship.
And so there's going to be some very extensive auditing and recording and reporting of all the expenditures.
Yes, Division 1 of the bill has auditing procedures in place for the Department of Education and has criminal penalties in place for any family that would fraudulently misuse the account.
Thank you, Senator Sinclair. I appreciate the responses. Mr. Chairman, Senators, again, if this bill was dealing with in approving the tax credits for families, that would be one thing. But quite frankly, today we're voting to bring a bill out of the committee. It's just not this tax piece of the bill. And this is, quite frankly, a very radical departure from public education, of educating 500,000 children in this state. And in light of that, this kind of a change really deserves, requires us to bring all parties to the table and figure out how best to educate every child in the state. And I do not believe that this bill accomplishes that. Mr. Chairman, I'm a no vote. Thank you.
Seeing as no other senators wishing to speak in the subcommittee, Senator Sinclair, you're in order for closing comments on in the subcommittee of the whole.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just move we pass Senate File 159 through subcommittee.
Senator Sinclair moves as we pass Senate File 159 through subcommittee of the whole onto the committee. How do you wish to vote? How do you wish to vote, Senator Yoakum? Or voice vote has been requested for the subcommittee of the whole. All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Ayes appear to have it. Senate File 159 will move on to regular committee. I will now entertain a motion to dissolve the subcommittee of the whole.
So moved.
Senator Goodwin moves. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I will now reconvene the Senate Ways and Means Committee on Senate File 159. Are there any senators wishing to speak to the bill? Okay. Seeing as none, Senator Sinclair, in order. Senator Sinclair moves Senate File 159. Record roll calls have been requested. The clerk will take the vote.
Senator Dawson?
Yes.
Senator Goodwin?
Yes.
Senator Yoakum?
No.
Senator
Bolcom, no.
Senator Carlin?
Yes.
Senator Carlin, yes.
Senator Dotsler?
Senator Dotsler, no.
Senator Driscoll? Yes.
Senator Driscoll, yes.
Senator Green?
Yes. Senator Green, yes.
Senator Peterson?
Senator Peterson, no.
Senator Schultz?
Aye.
Senator Schultz, yes.
Senator
Sinclair, yes.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Smith, yes.
Senator Sweeney?
No. Senator Sweeney, no.
Senator T. Taylor?
Senator Taylor, no.
Senator Whiting?
Yes.
Senator Whiting, yes. Senate File 159 passes out of Ways Committee. We'll move to the calendar. Being that concludes the business of the committee today, Senator Schultz moves that we arise. Adjourn. I know. Yep. Got it. Because we're dissolving that, yes. Yep. Yep. I'll get it.
Turns one.